Monday, February 27, 2017, Dakota County Board of Equalization meeting at 3:01 p.m. and Dakota County Board of Commissioners meeting at 3:02 p.m.
Tell Joan.
Don't they slide out?
Get one of them front desk things.
Do they?
Oh, no, they're screwed.
I fixed it here over at the jail, it's not gonna be.
Welder?
What time is that?
Saw.
Not white enough for me.
Oh, sure.
Hammer time.
Nope.
What time is it? Is it three? Is it two?
Three.
3:04.
3:01, let's rock and roll here, huh?
I don't think I have a.
All right, we're gonna call the Board of Equalization to order. It's 3:02. So, we'll start the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay. Roll call, no one's absent. And a current copy of the Open Meetings Act is posted on the west wall near the entrance of the county board meeting room and is available for review by all citizens in attendance. We will start with the consent agenda and approval of the previous.
We have to roll call first.
I have the call.
Oh.
Sorry. Kevin?
Here.
Marty?
Yes.
Bill?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes.
Okay. Now we'll go on to the consent agenda, approval of the previous minutes from January 30th, 2017.
I'm over.
Second. All right.
Marty?
Yes.
Bill?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes.
Kevin?
Yes. Okay, new business, a public hearing for the purpose of hearing oral and or written testimony regarding the exemption applications for tax exempt on the real estate personal property by qualifying organizations. So, Jeff, come up.
All right, I believe in our last meeting, we kind of went through and described each of them. So now with the ones that are gonna be new 451s, we need to go back through and have the board call roll and we'll have to approve all, I think there's five or six.
You gonna do each one individually?
I think to be safe, I would, but I.
Kim, is that correct?
Yeah, just to be safe. So, you guys just wanna go in order of the agenda? Because the agenda has them all bulleted here, it looks like.
Yeah.
Is that easier?
Yeah.
So, I need to give you my recommendation first, then you guys can go ahead and approve them or do what you need to do. But the first bullet of the Wall Street Mission Goodwill Industries, this is part of the actual camp, 78 acres. And the assessor's recommendation is that is approved to be exempt.
Okay, I would move that we exempt parcel number 220072191.
Go ahead.
I'd second it.
Bill?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes.
Kevin?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Now, are they here to test them?
Is anyone here for?
Oh, that's true.
Anybody here for Goodwill?
No, I got it.
Anybody else want to? The second bullet is the actual store, the Goodwill store on Dakota Avenue. That also qualifies, the assessor's recommendation is that should be exempt.
Okay, I'll make a motion on parcel 220031762 for the Wall Street Mission, the Goodwill Industries on Dakota Avenue, to be exempt with Jeff's recommendation at the assessor's office.
I second that.
Scott?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes.
Kevin?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Bill?
Yes.
All right, the third bulleted item is the remaining acres for the Goodwill camp itself, and that's 34.145 acres. The assessor's recommendation is to be exempt.
All right.
Okay, so move to accept the county assessor recommendation on parcel number 220070571.
One second.
Tony?
Yes.
Kevin?
Yes.
Marty?
Yes.
Bill?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Okay, our next one is for the First Lutheran Church. It is the house they bought right across the street to be a parsonage. That one there was purchased before a levy was issued against it, so it would fall under religious, and we would recommend exemption for them as well.
And that one is the parcel for the First Lutheran Church. Okay, yeah. So I'll make a motion on parcel 220055777, the First Lutheran Church, with the assessor's recommendation for exemption.
Second.
Kevin?
Yes.
Marty?
Yes.
Bill?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes.
Okay, our next one is Centro Cristiano Nueva Esperanza. That is...
That was pretty good.
Did pretty good.
Tony's been helping me.
You did good.
Yeah.
Give you a
hand. Yeah, we're working our way through it. But this is, they've actually spent money on this. It's all on G Street there. It's that vacant lot. They've actually put up a fence, put in a rock garden, and they do hold a service. They only need one, so the assessor's recommendation is that that would also be exempt for religious purposes.
So you recommend it then?
Yep.
Okay, with that... move to accept the county assessor's recommendation to the Centro Cristiano Nueva Esperanza, parcel 220030308.
I think Jeff said it better than you.
I know you did.
I second that.
Oh, Lord, don't get me in trouble now. Oh,
just kidding, Tyler.
Marty?
Not really.
Yes.
Bill?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes.
Kevin?
Yes.
All right, our last bulleted item is Prairie Haven, Inc. It also gets submitted by the Goodwill Industries. We reviewed this one, and this one the assessor's office still has a recommendation of no on. This is actually a Section 8 program. It's a 202 for elderly. So they do collect rents against what their average median income is in our area. And what the tenants don't pay, they get subsidized the difference. So they get full rent, just partial from a tenant, partial from a HAP or an organization like that. So as they generate income, I believe they would not qualify. So my recommendation is no for Prairie Haven.
Okay.
For exempt status.
Is there anyone here for Prairie Haven? Nobody here for Prairie Haven. Okay.
So we need to make a motion to your recommendation of negative on the Prairie Haven parcel 220048614. So basically, we're going to go with your recommendation of no exemption. Okay, that's my motion, is negative.
I second it.
Bill?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes.
Kevin?
Yes.
Marty?
Yes.
Okay. I think, did that take care of B and C as well then?
B, and then if you have any more new ones. Did you have any additional?
I believe that actually covered everything. Nope, we're covered.
All right. Thanks, Jeff.
Yep.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jeff. Okay. Any mail or emergency business? No? Are there any public comments?
Somebody has to have a public comment, don't they?
On what?
You don't have it.
I'm just kidding.
No.
Oh, I was just kidding. I was joking.
Sign used to find the room would be a lot helpful.
Wow.
Morning.
I was just having fun, Larry. Sit back down.
The biweekly road report.
Oh, that's our next. That'll be our next one.
Yes. Yeah. Some public comment.
Well, that's for the Board of Equalization.
Oh, what are you doing now while I'm here?
next
we'll make you come back
later.
That's what I thought.
All right.
Sir, you kidding me?
And no public comment. We'll be adjourned.
Okay, we're going to move on to the. We're going to move on to the Board of Commissioners. The current copy of the Open Meeting Act is posted back there on the wall. The entrance of the boardroom is available. A review of all attendance, people who want to look at it. We're going to go with our consent. Oh, call roll, John. Sorry. Jesus, all you don't got.
Sorry. Good example.
Yes. Scott.
I'm trying to do too many things at one time here. Yes.
Tony.
Yes.
Kevin.
Yes.
Marty.
Yes.
Bill.
Yes.
Okay, we got a full board here, and we're going to go to consent agenda items. We're going to approve the previous minutes of February 13th of 17 and the 20th of 17, our joint meeting. B, the approval of the payroll claims, the approval of accounts payable claims, and the approval of official reports. And I'm going, Bill and I have gone through them, and I'm just finishing up here on the payroll, so everything's in order. So I need a motion for the consent agenda items.
I'll make a motion.
Okay, got a motion by Kevin, and a second by Tony. Will you call roll on the consent agenda, please?
Tony.
Yes.
Kevin.
Yes.
Marty.
Yes.
Bill.
Yes.
Scott.
Yes. New business.
One thing, though. Marty had a couple of questions for me here on the accounts payables. Scott used to go through these, you know, a couple hours before a meeting, or maybe more. But any guy, anybody's welcome to come in and go through them.
Yeah.
Then or before or after. Because there are some things that kind of show up now and then that are questionable, but feel free to come in anytime.
Okay. Question that I just had was on, you know, where you talk about vendor, what the invoice is. In each of the in some of the categories, there's one's U.S. Bank, and there's no explanation of what those are. And I was just curious as to, you know, what
do you get? Do you get the email of the U.S. Bank statements?
I can put them on that.
Okay, Joan will send out each month a breakdown of the U.S. Bank statements for each department head, whoever has
and
a credit
what
card.
What types of things are paid to the to U.S. Bank?
Well, it's like it's just their credit card. So if they're out about it, they go like to
a
convention and they pay for a hotel, or they pay for their meals, or if like say for instance Chance goes over to Menards or you know, whatever the case may be.
Yeah, I was just curious because I saw that in some of the categories and I was just wondering what that.
You know, and at one time, just like Bill just made a good point. At one time, even like last year when it was the first year of me being chair, I've always came in when Tony was chair, Rick was chair, and I've always helped. And it's very intriguing and very interesting to look through these. Yes, Joan sends us out a cheat sheet that shows us all the payables and the dollar amounts. But going through them and looking at them gives you a whole different perspective. Okay. And at one time years ago, I know the board would meet, I think, in the morning.
Yeah.
And they would all, you know, they would be, yes, they'd spend a couple hours to go through them. And I thought it would be a good idea if we did that again, but it takes time, but I think if anybody just wants to come in and look at them, you're more than welcome. Like I said, you got your cheat sheet, and maybe next time around when I do them in the next 6 weeks, you know, Marty, if you want to come in and look at them, and then Kevin, you know, once it works for you with your schedule, you can come in and go with them over them with me, and we can switch off.
Just to get up to speed.
Absolutely. It gives you a whole different perspective of looking at the breakdown of all the payables. So,
Yeah. Thank you.
Okay, let's go to new business at 3:05. We're going to open up bids for the purchase of an all-wheel drive road grader. Fred, Dakota County reserves the right to waive all technical and irregularities and to reject any of all bids. Technical difficulties? I can barely say that.
Technicalities.
Jesus.
Technicalities.
I'm dumber than hell. Fred, welcome.
Thank you. We have two bids. One's from Murphy and the other is from Ziegler.
You guys have bid sheets if you want to keep track of it. You want to write in there.
this year.
So Murphy Tractor is your vendor and Ziegler.
Murphy and what's the other one?
First one is Ziegler.
Yes, very one.
It's on the back of
it. In the packet.
It's on the back. It's on the back side of your notice for the vendors.
Yep, there we go. Thanks, Tom.
Ziegler, you said the first one's Fred?
Correct. It is a 2017 Cat 12M 3 all-wheel drive.
A 2017 3M?
12M.
12M.
3.
3.
Series 3. Right. All-wheel drive. I'm not going to give you initial price and discount. I'll just give you the net bid, which is $312,514. Less trade-in.
Say that again.
$312,514.
Correct.
Thank you, Fred.
Trade-in is $35,500. That's for 2007 John Deere, which gives us a net bid of $277,014.
Okay, now just a question. The horsepower on that, can you tell us? Does it show?
I spec 250. And I think, without asking Brent, I think this is right at 255 max horsepower.
255?
Correct.
And then what about the warranty? I know warranty's always kind of been an issue. I mean, I've seen it be an issue.
On this one, on my spec sheet, which I don't have in front of me, I think I gave 5 years and 10,000 hours. Am I close, guys?
5 years, 5,000.
5,000, 5 years, 5,000 hours. Thanks. Dan, ready for the next one?
Yep.
Yeah. It is from Murphy Tractor, John Deere. Price for this is a 2017 672 GP grader. 672. Cash price is $299,203. Trade-in its allowance is $60,500. Trade difference is $238,703.
All-wheel drive, right?
Correct.
Horsepower?
Warranty and horsepower.
Huh?
Warranty and horsepower.
Yep.
Fred, it's 255.
255 horsepower.
Correct.
And the warranty, do you know offhand? Or?
Yeah, 5 years, 5,000 hour full warranty.
Okay. Let me see. Okay, full is just like a bumper to bumper, but not all your.
Correct.
Yeah, right, okay.
Do both these machines have DAP on them?
Yes.
They do?
Is it kind of like the trucking world? Did they start at the same time with the DAP?
Yeah.
Or did they start at a later time?
Yeah, they started later. After the trucks switched over.
Did they?
Yeah.
Okay, that's kind of so odd.
Yeah,
it just came out last couple of years.
Okay. Normally in a situation like this, and you guys can do what you want, Bill, I know that usually what we do is we turn this over to the road department.
Road committee,
and look at everything and then make the decision. So basically, I need somebody to make a motion to let the road committee make the decision, and if everything is kosher, they can make the purchase. Right? That's normally what we do. Is that right?
The road committee makes.
Unless you guys want to do it today, it don't matter to me. Whatever you guys want to do.
We can bring it back again. You know, if you don't want to decide here today, we can look at the bids, look at the machines, make sure they're all everything's good.
Specs.
And we can decide, or we can bring it back here.
Yeah, whatever you guys want to do. I mean, we can bring it back, like Bill said, we can bring it back, or.
I think personally, one concern, not concerned, but. The way it has been, and I think it's nice the drug committee to be in charge of that, but we would like to know, at least I'd like to know, I don't know what the rest of the commissioners, is that we know the situation with the budget at this point, and are we really need this piece of equipment moving towards the end of this season of the snow storms? I hope that will be the end of it, which is we never know. We might have it snow in May. But I'm just trying to have more information about what the situation is, that we got one junket out, it's don't work anymore. I mean,
The problem, and I'm going to shed a little light on your question. The problem is the hours that's on our machine right now, the one that we're getting rid of.
I think it's got one right at 10,000.
11,000
hours. So we are in a situation, it's an 09, that we got to make the move. It's an
09.
07 or 09?
7.
07, on my bad. But anyways, we got to make the move because we're in a situation now that, keeping that equipment in circulation, yes, is important. And if something goes south, I mean, you could spend 30 to 50 grand pretty easy on a repair.
Well,
you know, then you're just going backwards. And while we still got a decent machine to get rid of.
About how many hours a year do you put on your machines?
Close 800 to 1,000.
How many representatives that are here? How many hours is a lot of hours for a machine?
Typically around that 10 to 11,000 is what we see most counties trade machines. We offer rebuild programs.
And then contractors that do it, not a municipality. Contractors, what kind of hours do they run their machines to? People that are, I know it's soup to nuts, but I mean, is it unusual to have a machine with 15,000 hours on it?
I've had counties run machines to 20,000 hours. But
or they'll get them reconditioned and then they'll run them again, won't they?
Yeah.
Woodbury, actually, I know Woodbury do that. It's a situation where we cannot really afford the machine, but we can't afford not to get rid of the machine. It's one of those deals. I mean, if you're going to be dumping money into something, I'd rather be dumping money into a payment and have a new machine than an old machine that you're dumping money into on repairs. And you still got an old machine.
We've been down this road before.
Yes.
We skipped a few years, and then I think your machine, we stuck 30-some thousand in the transmission. And I think Walt's machine is about the same thing. And then deputies' vehicles, you'll lure them up 300,000 miles, and you pay for it one way or the other. Either repairs or your payments.
No,
once you give me hard, it's hard to catch up.
I think what you're saying, Chair, that makes sense, but I'm just on the conservative side of situation. I mean, you guys know, because you're in the budget committee, and sometimes when you don't really need a piece of equipment, I mean, especially with the situation we're in, but if you guys think that we're going to spend more money down the road with the kind of equipment, so it's really a question, but I leave it up to the rest of the commission. It was just
No, and it's totally legitimate, Tony, and I couldn't agree more. I mean, because we've been meeting, and like I said, it's a real catch 22.
Have you been having issues with your older machines?
This one, yeah. But we have in the past, so once we start getting past that 10,000
yeah,
hour,
it's a gamble.
Mm-hmm. What's your recommendation, Bill?
Well, you know, I think we need to look at trading for a new one. Obviously, I think we need to do it every year. Every machine, you know, given the 7-year rotation, we have 7 machines. That's what we've been doing.
This is 10.
Yeah, this is 10 years old. We did skip a couple of years, and it cost us money. I guess I'd like to see the road committee look at each machine, look at the trade difference, and then bring it back to you guys and let you vote. We will have a recommendation, but you can vote.
Whatever we want.
Yeah. In 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
I think that sounds good. Either.
And the thing is, everybody has to remember, when we go to borrow money on this, it ain't like, you know, we're paying 4%, 5%, 6%. We're sure that we'll get a loan through NACO more than likely, or for what, 1%, usually what we get, you know, and we'll make payments for 5 years. Is it biannual payments? So, yes, it's money. I understand it's money, and money is money. But like I said, you can start dumping money in this machine. And, let's just do that. Let's.
So, and like I said, at that time, if you vote no, you vote no. I mean, if you think we don't need anyone, we vote against it. But right now, I don't think we need any action. We'll just bring it back in 2 weeks and vote on it.
I don't think anybody thinks that you don't need one. It's just, you know.
No, I know it all. I totally agree. It's
whether we get this, sure, yes. You guys could be winning.
Yeah,
there's certain things you can cut money on, and that is something that you don't want to start cutting money on, I'm telling you.
What are the ages on the graders? I mean, what do we got for years?
This is what are the ages on it?
Do we have one for every year?
Brett can answer that. I know we skipped a couple of years. That's why this one's 10 years old. We did do this before. We skipped.
This one, of course, is our oldest one. I think there is a 2012. I'd have to look it up for you, Kevin. I can get that for you. I do not know. We bought a new one last year.
3 years ago, we tried to. We got rid of one machine, one down to 6, and that didn't work.
We got 2014. I've got a name.
And then we got rid of the machine. We sold
I'm
it.
Curious.
Yeah, yeah, no, we I, sold I, the I machine, Kevin. What we did, we sold it, Kevin and Marty, and then
we bought one outright without a trade.
Yes, we bought one outright. Yeah, so and yeah, yeah, we didn't trade one in. So then we got back
we
to
got
our
back
seven
to
machines.
Seven,
yeah. Okay. Okay, let's do that then. Let's. So the road committee will meet with the two vendors and look over the machines and then talk about all of our options, and then we'll bring it back and put it on the agenda for in 2 weeks.
Are both machines, is your John Deere and Cat machine, do you have in Sioux City now or not?
My machine's in Des Moines.
Des Moines?
Yeah, but it is available. It's sitting on the ground.
I have to work one.
Okay. Do you have something we can look at, comparable? Yes. Okay. I would like to look at them.
Okay.
And when would yours be available, Dan?
Probably be about 60 days from the order.
Okay. So if that transmission goes out in May and we haven't traded?
I own it.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, appreciate it, guys. Okay, let's...
Yeah, Bill made a motion.
Okay, so Bill made a motion to
refer it to the committee, and then we'll bring it back in 2 weeks.
Is that your motion?
Yeah.
Second.
Okay, Bill, Tony, call roll, please.
Kevin?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Bill?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes.
Sharon Rutger, is she here today? I don't think so, huh?
Okay.
That
big difference on
that. Yeah.
Second just bypass that.
We don't have an agreement. So.
Okay. All right, B, we're just going to bypass. Thanks, guys.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Okay, we're going to move on to miscellaneous. Fred Kellogg, Highway Superintendent for the Road Report.
The 12th through the 25th of February, total road maintenance hours, 316 hours, overtime hours, 85 3/4. Bridge maintenance, 10.5 hours. snow removal, 164 and three quarters. Gravel aggregate, 2,437 tons. 6 hours of signs and barricades. Road concerns, grading, Lake You Want to Drive, Ithaca Way, and we had a call for some gravel on Pierce.
Okay, any questions for Fred on the road report?
How come it has to snow on weekends? We got all these overtime hours.
I ain't liking it either.
I know. I thought you guys got out and did a good job, though. You're out there Saturday.
Last snow was wet.
I know. It's hard to push. Thanks, Fred.
Well, Larry, do you want to talk right now then real quick? So then I know you got to get going.
Well, I don't want to be a nuisance.
No, you're fine. But yeah,
we love seeing you.
Yeah. Glad you're doing well.
Fiddle, I can run as old as a bullet. But every 2 weeks or whenever I come to a meeting, they gather up one of these and I look at it. And all I see about half hours that are paid for people working, about half of them hours there's something gets done. So your total hour of road maintenance is like 315 hours. My question is, what was done the other 450 hours in that 2 week period? What did the boys do? Now, granted, there'd be some maintenance, but that generally would be an overhaul. I mean, it could be a lot of overhauls, but it'd be a change oil in the motor grader. Greasing the motor grader, but the greasing the motor grader probably should be every, I don't know if Flint could probably answer, but every day, I don't know if they've got automatic greasers on them or not, but I know our motor grader takes us about a half an hour to grease the entire machine. A change oil, you can spend a change in oil. The filters, you can change probably, 3 hours. Now, Scott, it would be similar to a truck.
Probably.
And I know you know, in the past, we had our truck oil and different things, and it wasn't that time-consuming, you know. In fact, you do it quite a bit to them when you go. You actually physically inspect them, you know, for other reasons. But anyway, that's my concern. I don't know if there's a way to change that, perhaps. I know the rain days and stuff would be a fine time to change oil. And we have a lot of rain days. We have had the last few years. I guess I don't have any. I don't know that I'm not there, so I don't know what would happen to the other 400 hours. Every 2 weeks, 200 hours a week gone somewhere.
So let's just do the math real quick here, because I think you're off on your math, I think. Are you talking, okay, Fred, you got 7 machines, okay? You got 7?
Well, what it is it's basically like any of your businesses. In billable hours, your billable hours might not be the same amount of hours that you have to pay your employees. They might not add up to the same thing.
Not a perfect world.
I understand that.
And none of our trucking hours are on there.
No, that's not here.
Yes.
This is strictly the road maintenance for the 7 motor grader operators, the guys who are supposed to cut bushes.
Has to fluctuate from week to week.
And this type of year, right now, this time of year, you're not going to be maintaining 8 hours every day or 7. Each grader go out and maintain when it's 2 weeks.
But it's this way every 2 weeks, though, even in the summer. Probably more so, because this period of time,
then in the summertime, you have operators that are also on the project.
Well, and then, hey, listen, another thing that you got to take into consideration, guys have doctor's appointments. You know, for them to have a full staff out there all the time is pretty unlikely. Vacations, there's a lot of variances there.
There is 2 weeks out of the year vacation time, yeah.
Well, some get more than 2 weeks.
6 days and holidays. 6 days. And you have another 3 weeks vacation, so what's that, 5 or 6 weeks that nobody's working.
I bet there's not too many weeks he has a full staff out there.
See, so that is all the more reason to, whoever does it, negotiating with the union, needs to step up to the plate and get serious about it and cut out the 10-hour day deals where they only work 4 days out of the week, because those, a lot of times those 4 days are raining. It rains every day. And there's nothing gets graded during the week. That if, should be addressed.
If you could ever structure that, and, you know, I'm just going to add this real quick here. When I first came aboard, they had the 410s going on for some time,
yeah, right,
and they wanted to go away with that. And the first thing that came to my mind is all these guys out there that's been there for some time,
yeah,
and they got comp time, and they have,
yeah,
you know, their sick time, and they have vacation time. This is what would happen. If you, and they were so used to it, and if you went back to them and said, we're going to go back to the 5-8s, and they're all used to having that Friday off, so what would the roads would be neglected, the way that I looked at it, okay? They would be neglected because everybody would have a reasoning to be either taking a day off. So instead of having your 40 hours, you would end up having 32 hours minus their travel time or whatever the case may be. So the roads would be neglected if you did that, the way that I see it. That's my input.
Well, I worked for the trade union in Sioux City for a number of years. When you worked for Twenger, Holtz, or Hughes, wherever it was, you came in. If it was bad, the weather was negative, you got paid 2 hours. Not working for those guys. You were entitled to 2 hours, but if you charged for your 2 hours, you come in there and you ding them for 2 hours, you wouldn't have a job very long. Well, we worked for a Masco down at the powerhouses. We did get the 2 hours down there through the agreement, the union agreement. All right, you got set down in your rear end, 2 hours, and you're out the gate you go. Now, I don't see it being too much wrong with that. You know, at least they're going to be out on the roads 5 days a week if you cut it back to about 8 hours. You know, and that was the reason for hiring Stan Jans last year to grade the roads, because the roads never got graded during the week by the county. And if we're paying people, I think it figures up to be about $800,000 a year for the county road department. Well, you know, that includes the gravel, for sure. The gravel's been running near $500,000. And I don't know. I guess it's fine to have a union. I'm not an anti-union. In fact, I'm still a union member. But the point is, you earn what you get paid. It's a no-brainer. Public unions and private unions are two different things. And if your people were union and they didn't drive because the roads are bad, you'd be looking for new drivers. Same with you, Scott. Well, if there's no or something, I don't want to go in today. You'd be looking for new help at the shop. Same with Tony. You'd be looking for new guys to make pals if they didn't show up. And I don't get it. I mean, myself, I personally don't know how those guys sit around in that safe room over there and not go nuts. I think that'd be more demoralizing than actually going home, paying 2 hours to send them home. They go do screw off and do what they want, and they come back on Friday to work, and then if need be, come in on Saturday and pay the overtime. It's got to be that way.
I've always felt that 410s are more efficient simply because you have less road time if you had them out there 5 a.m.
Well, then they need to start working 5-10.
You got to go back and forth, you know, every day, 5 days instead of four.
Yeah.
Get them out there playing 10 hours.
There would be something to that. But if you work 4 days a week and never see a county road, you don't have a motor grader out there, that's not the answer either.
And I don't mind paying them overtime.
I don't either. I think it's a lot cheaper to pay the overtime. Was it hard to pay those guys at 35 hours an hour across to put that guy out there, than to hire somebody for $135 an hour to do their job for them?
Yeah, we have the machines.
You got the machines to do it.
And one thing that has changed, and you know this, we've got the equipment and we've got the operators to run this big equipment, like our excavator. We've done some jobs and saved maybe $30,000.
That'd be nice, yeah.
You know, instead of getting it out of these big tube jobs that we had.
Yeah.
You guys are able to do that, but at the same time, you got two guys, maybe three guys on that job, and there's three maintainers sitting. I mean, you got to consider part of that, too.
Well, how many people we got on the road department, not on the truck driver?
Counting the truck drivers?
Not counting.
There's seven blades. And then you got 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, right. Four other people. So there's 11 people.
Well, shoot. There's, at times, 12 vehicles over at the county shop. And then there's two down at Homer.
Well, I don't, I'm sure that...
I guess for him to know, but there's several motor grader operators. And then you
got I guess I haven't drove around and counted vehicles lately, but... I don't know. I'm not being a wise ass, but I'm just saying that maybe Jolene and I don't know whose vehicles are out there. I guess I don't know. I've never.
Well, how many people work for the road department, Fred?
There is 7 grader operators. There's 3 truck drivers right now. A mechanic. We got one guy we call a floater. So that is
11.
12.
Oh, I
see. Yeah, the sign guy.
He's a mechanic also.
You're thinking of the weed guy, Leon.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
But that's all he done.
Right. Yeah.
But I don't know. To me...
I'll meet you at the El Ranchito next Monday. We'll talk about this.
No.
At 12 o'clock.
I need to pick you up and take you out and show you some things.
Pick me up sometime.
Yeah.
Give me a call. You got my number.
Then you make me walk her up them steps and... Home.
You home. Call me, I'll meet you downstairs.
Then another thing. How much do we spend on the county shop for the 3 bays?
Cheap. Cheap.
Well.
Very inexpensive. Get a deal from Mortensen, yes. Very,
you know, those 3 bays, though, Larry, you can get 2 maintainers in each bay now. So you can get 6 maintainers.
Well, where are you going with this at, first of all, Larry? Do you think it was a good investment for the county, is what you're saying?
You'll never get your money back.
Well, are we looking to, well, how are you going to, what do you mean?
Well,
by parking the machines inside?
The company was bankrupt, they get forced to sell. We're about bankrupt, right?
Well, not yet.
Really close. You know, I need to be in the position.
Everybody thinks, first of all, let me just summarize this and we're going to call this and we will reconvene another time. If everybody thinks that we're spending money foolishly, and this is the way it makes it, that I'm taking this, I think that the investment that we put into that building is to for the investment of our machinery instead of sitting outside. Okay, so I think that was a smart investment. As far as the machine goes, I'm sure that's probably going to be your next question. Should we keep that other machine that with 11,000 hours and keep running it? We've been down that dirt road, and we were kind of, I think we're against that. You know, so we're not spending money like drunken sailors. You can sit there, you know, you should look at maybe our budget sometime and see the lost revenues that we've received from the jail, from state aid. I mean, it just trickles all the way down the line. I mean, yeah, we're not being foolish, I don't think, with money.
Would I be right in assuming that the improvements in the yard cost $250,000?
The improvements out there?
Yeah.
I would say that we have probably 190, Fred.
No, it was 190 something just for the building.
No, the building was 150.
Well, 3% 196.
175 would kill
Rick. We meet in the middle, 175.
Well, I'd be interested in that up. I'd like to see the invoice for that deal. But I can't get invoices no more, you know. I went to the county shop here last summer and tried to get some invoices, and I was denied.
They're available.
Now we
can
get to that.
The county clerk. Thanks, Larry.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll
yeah, I'm sure you will be. Thanks. Can't wait. See you then. See you at the El Ranchito. Okay, Jacob and Sarah, let's move on to B.
I gotta buy.
I'll buy.
No U.S. Bank.
No, it won't be. I don't even have a card. We're going to, the correctional officers, notifying the board to the Union 49 jail to begin negotiations and their labor contract.
Correct. That's why I'm here. Let you guys know that our contract is up and we are ready to negotiate with you guys at the Ranchito if you're buying.
I just wanted to tell you that
I like that.
I seen you on TV the other day and people always tell me the same thing, but I don't think that the camera adds 20 I think it's about 25.
At least you didn't get my bald spot.
I hear that all the time from people.
I bet you guys are building a gym downstairs.
There you go.
Okay, so what do you guys have in mind? Let's see, we're in the beautiful month of March here in a couple days. We got to figure out the two people that want to. We don't want to do it as a full board, is that right? Like we did it way back when. Just grab a couple of the board members and you get your posse together, Kim and Joan, and we'll just sit down and hash a few things out, take it back to the board. Unless you guys want to do it as a full board, what's your poison?
I think it works better with just a few of maybe one or two members, and Joan and Kim. And
two members.
We've gone the other route before. We can sit here and talk forever. Come back with some recommendations. We'll go from there.
So what do you guys, what do we want to start this?
It's up July 1st.
Yep. And I've done this year's where we drug it out to October, and I'm not a big fan of that. So.
No, we need to get it done.
Yeah.
We're looking at some health insurance options right now, and the sooner the better.
Who wants to sit on the panel with them?
I don't think I will.
And I don't think Kevin will be. I'd
like Marty. Marty would be a good one. Good.
Marty?
Yeah. And one of you guys knows the budget.
Bill, you want it?
Not really.
I don't either. I've been on it since day one. As much as
you guys could split it, wouldn't you be on the deputy one?
I've been on it since day one, and I don't, not that I, whatever, I'll do it, whatever.
I don't care, whatever. You can negotiate, you know, you're a talker, you can.
Oh, yeah, talker. Okay, so.
Can we have Bill?
So, what's that? So, Marty and Bill, I mean, Marty and me, myself. Marty and I will meet with you guys and Joan and Kim. And we'll
see if you can do it in one meeting.
Oh.
There's a challenge for
it. Hey, and I'm sure. Listen, I'm just gonna say this one time because I know Todd's here as well. You know, just keep in mind that we're almost bankrupt. Okay.
Almost.
Okay, almost.
That's a key word.
But no, seriously, make sure you guys come realistically because there's not a whole lot of reality right now. So, let's pick a date. Let's get it going.
Looking at our calendar.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Do you want it this week?
What day?
This week at all? We have a judge gone, so it's a little bit hard.
First or second week?
No, I have Cherie gone.
First
or second week? Cherie's gone. You want to do the second? You want to do it in April?
No. Give us 5 weeks to get with our people.
That's a long.
I was thinking like the second week of March.
Yeah,
that's
2 weeks.
20th
of March.
Let's do the 20th. March 20th?
All right.
Okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Are we talking to Jacob or
Todd? We're going to do probably both of them, I'm assuming.
Yeah, just throw me in on there. I don't want to stand up.
Perfect. Okay, will that work for you, Jacob?
March 20th, you say?
Yeah. Does that work for you, Kim?
Yeah. Where and when?
Yeah.
Right here.
Now we don't have anything.
Right,
we'll just do them back to back. Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
So you have us good and confused.
Okay. We shouldn't do that for you guys.
What works? We don't have a meeting that day.
In the past, didn't we go?
So what time works good for you guys?
Yeah.
Yep. What day is the 20th? A Monday.
Yeah.
What's today? 27th.
You might have to abstain.
Yeah, possibly.
Whatever works for you, bright and early always works good for me.
Really?
6 a.m.
I'll do it at 6 a.m. Whatever works, it doesn't matter.
Okay, let's do it 3:30, 4 o'clock.
A.m.?
No.
They want the morning.
They want the morning, but they're not going to get the morning.
Think a half hour is going to be no fun there, Scott?
Probably not. Let's do 3. Let's do 2:30 and 2:30 and 3:30. How's that sound?
Yeah.
Does that work?
Yeah.
To start off?
Start off.
Finish it. Let's do 2:30 and 3:30. Yeah, because Monday mornings I got to get things going at my work, and yeah, in the morning ain't going to work for me. Hopefully that's okay with everyone.
So 2:30 on the 20th, I got that right?
2:30 right. And 3:30.
Yep.
Right. You okay?
Yep.
Thank you.
I'll try to drop some weight before I come back. Sorry.
Hey!
Sorry, Scott.
No, you look great. Right. Listen, you're a beautiful specimen, all right?
All right.
Don't tell you no good to anybody that's not. All right?
Thanks, Scott.
Yep, thank you, guys. Definitely. Okay, so with Todd Hammer, we already got you squared away.
Deputies, everybody
with him
on the deputy side.
Opening up the negotiations for their labor contracts, so we got you squared away for the 20th of March at 3:30. Okay, with your people and Kim and Joan and Marty and I. Okay, easy enough.
There you go.
We're going to move on to Commissioner Committee reports. I know that our joint meeting went well, right?
Absolutely.
It got a little lengthy, but for the most part, it
the chief deputy's not here.
Okay. It went okay. I know Joan and Bill and I have been meeting with all the elected officials, talking about our finances. We've called in an outsider, which is going to be with a bunch of points and questions for us. So we're going to be meeting here again in 2 weeks on that. Guaranteed there's going to be a lot of budget cuts just because of the fact that our monies are tight. And but it's going to be okay. It'll be fine. We're going to make it. We're going to make it fine. Been down this dirt road before, and we'll get through it. Hey, you just got to remember something. A wise man once told me, there's ways around everything except death and taxes, right? Everybody's going to die. You're going to deal with death, and everybody has to pay their taxes. So, but otherwise, it'll all work out. Any other committee reports?
I went to the Region 4 committee over in Norfolk.
Yes.
And 22 counties are represented by that. There was a number of different presenters. Jennifer from up at Heartland was there.
I like
represented Jennifer. And talked a lot of different things, and the one fact that amazed me that the services that they offer, of the 53 calls that they had to their crisis line, where you know people are in crisis and they you know will need the emergency committal or what have you, of those 53, only one of them with their committee and the people that go and work with people in crisis, there's only one of those out of those 53. So that is a big savings to us and things that we don't have to deal with down the road. And they're also doing a lot of work with jail. And I know that she said that they've met with our people, too, just to try to give them a little more of what they may be looking for and also all of the different things that they can offer. So
nice.
That was good. And then I went to the Northeast Nebraska, beautiful deal up there.
How'd that work out?
It was good. They are working on some recycling deals, and they're having a booth at the garden show, and they're going to show different things where people in the community have taken something and reused it for something else or something. So, yeah, it was informative.
Yeah. Yep. Was Sally there?
Yes. Sally was the director. She ran the show.
I haven't seen Sally for a long time, so. Oh, good. Okay, good. Any other?
Lenny and Sony, we met on the 21st, and of course, Ron Gill took Joe Neal's place, and Joe Neal became the Lenny and Sony administrator. And the items they talked about that day, there was the reorganization of the board, and Marlon Miller, there will be a chair, and Dick McCabe as the secretary. And the other item that discussed is that update on FEMA process and by the updating flood maps along the Missouri River. And Joe was playing is that it has to do nothing with Dakota County, but he needs to report it because the Dakota Dunes did some research on FEMA flood maps, and they're not affected by us by any way. So I said, but I need to report it. So that was just an informational thing. And they discussed attending the Nebraska Planning and Zoning Conference on March 8th to the 10th in Kearney. And Joe Neal's he wants to go, and two others were interesting, but they're supposed to let John know about the deadline date. So they haven't contacted you yet, John?
Me or Jolene, probably.
Okay, you or Jolene. Yeah, you're right. And
They have two zoning permits, Gary Smith, Addition and Jackson, and Mario Rodi, Cattle Barn, and Emerson. And that's my report.
Thank you, Tony. Kevin?
I went to North Star in Northport, and about the only change is Colfax County opted out of the interlocal agreement, and there was just some changes to the employee handbook. Now they do a vacation and improving that.
How many people will show up for that meeting? There's a lot, ain't there?
It was a big meeting because they had the board and like the heads of the different offices. So there was 40 people, 40 I want to say. Yeah. It was full.
It's at the Pringer's restaurant, isn't it? Is that where they added that?
Black Cow Fat Pig, I think is the name of it. No, it's just right downtown.
Okay.
It was a good meeting. It was long.
Good.
Yeah. 4 hours long.
I remember going to that one a few times. Yeah, it is long.
You know, our group has met now, three times probably, our budget group, trying to figure out our cash flow problems. And I thought I had an answer to it, and Bob just gave me an answer, and I didn't like it. But I thought a lot of our cash flow problems were from the farm economy. A lot of times guys will pay in December, even though they're not delinquent until May 1st and September 1st. I thought, well, with the economy the way it is, those guys probably opted not to pay that in December. So he just gave me a sheet here that said our balance was the same in 16 as it was in 15, so it's definitely not that. I thought that was going to be a simple little, but it wasn't. I mean,
people are paying the same rate.
Yeah, they're paying the same rate, so thanks, Bob. Yeah. 2.2 and 2.2.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Very good, Bob.
Okay. Well, any other Commissioner Kruger reports? Thank you, everyone, for doing what you're doing. If not, we'll go to Mel Emergency Business. I don't think there's any there. Any public comment? We've already been down that road.
Come on up.
Okay. If that's it, then meeting's adjourned. Thanks, everyone. It is 4 o'clock on the dog.
Yes,
you're adjourned. You're adjourned by enough.